As the Olympics in Brisbane are getting closer, a lot of young Australians are showcasing their skills in different sports. On the Gold Coast, Japanese-Australian student Ryo Kawabata is one of them, playing squash tournaments across Queensland and Australia. But this year, Ryo was selected to be part of Team Australia at the NFL Flag Tournament Under-15s, competing in flag football, one of the sports to be introduced in the Los Angeles Olympics in 2028. I spoke with Ryo about the sports she's training for and her future.
My name's Ryo and I play squash. I'm the Australian under 15 girl and I represent Queensland and Australia in it. And I've also been selected to play for Queensland in Oztag. And I play other sports too, like touch football, NFL flag and rugby league.
You know, you're a very active person and you keep fit. What do you like about practicing any sport?
Sports are really fun, and that's the main reason. But I also meet, like, a bunch of friends through it, from Australia and all around the world. And then sometimes, like, when there's tournaments on, we stay at each other's houses, which is really good. And then I get to travel a bunch and meet the best squash players around the world at, like, the Australian Open that's played in Brisbane.
Yep. Okay. So you mentioned first about squash. So let's chat about it. How did you start practicing squash?
One day when I was six, my mum took me to the squash court on a rainy day because we had nothing to do. And then, like, as soon as I hit the ball, I knew I wanted to keep playing. And then we asked about lessons, but then I almost gave up because there weren't many girls my age. But then soon after that, the new national coaches came. Their daughter was around my age. And then we became training friends and doubles partners, and we're still close friends and still train together now.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So let's say that I want to start playing squash and I have no idea anything about squash. What do I need to do, and what are some of the basic rules for it?
Well, first you need a racket and a ball, but beginners can use a bouncier ball. And then if you're under 19, you have to wear eyewear because the speed of the ball is really dangerous. And then some of the basic rules are you hit the ball against the front wall and it must hit the front wall before it bounces on the floor or bounces twice. And then you win a point if your opponent can't get it back before it bounces twice. And it can also go off the back or side balls first.
Okay, so I'm guessing the squash is an indoors.
Yeah.
In an indoors court.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. All right, fantastic. So I'll see if I can practice and I'll get back to you later with that. I also know that you were selected as part of the NFL flag team for a competition. Well, first of all, congratulations, but could you please tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, so I've been training with the team at my high school for a year now, and then my school's very strong at it. Like, they've competed at the NFL World Championships in America for the past few years. And then they came second last year. And this year I made the 15 and under team. And in March we'll play in the Asia Pacific Championships, which is on the Gold Coast. And my team's representing Team Australia.
That's amazing. Now, what is it about NFL and American football? Because, well, Australia is not very... doesn't know a lot about the sports. It's more about NRL. But what about American football that you like the most? And how are you preparing yourself for it?
Oh, it's really fun. And my Oztag experience helps a lot with it, with defense. And all my other sports keep me strong and fit. And then I train with my team every, like, Wednesday morning really early.
Oh, wow. So what time do you train in that?
7 a.m.
7 a.m. Oh, wow. And how many young people are there?
There's 10 in the team.
10 in the team. Okay. And when is the tournament coming up?
End of March.
Oh, so it's just around the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let me know how it went after the tournament. Finally, Ryo, what would you like to say to all kids across Queensland about practicing sports? What would you like to let them know?
Just make sure you keep smiling and enjoy it. Don't be a bad sport or cheat or have, like, a bad attitude. And if you lose, just think about what you can do to get better next time. And try to join teams at any level, even just sign up for, like, random school sports, because you would be surprised by how much you can like how good you can do with just a bit of training.
That was flag football and squash player Ryo Kawabata.